Random House Audio presents Grimoire of the Lamb by Kevin Hearn. Read for you by Luke Daniels. People today think ancient Egypt was ineffably cool. I blame this misconception on hieroglyphics and, to a lesser extent, on the bangles. The truth is that the ancient Egyptians regarded most people as chattel for the ruling class and practiced some of the blackest magic history has ever seen. Or rather, hasn't seen, because they were deadly serious about keeping their secrets. But they wrote such happy tomes as The Book of the Dead and illustrated joyful kids' books like Little Scarab Shat Blood and Anubis Eats the Hearts of the Disobedient. I'm not kidding. I saw them before the Library of Alexandria was ruined by Emperor Aurelian. I saw plenty at Alexandria in its heyday. In fact, I saw quite a few things I never should have seen, which is why I now avoid the country when I can. My logic, if it could be called that, suggests that if I never think about the country again, the old deities of Egypt will forget that I once snaffled their sex rituals and necromantic tomes. Calls from Cairo, therefore, automatically excite more than their fair share of suspicion. When I picked up the phone in my shop and the voice in my ear identified himself as Nkosi El-Kassab from Egypt, I toyed briefly with the idea of hanging up before he could even state his business. The problem was this. Long ago, in what I suppose I must now call my youth, even though I was already a couple of hundred years old at the time, I raided an extremely restricted section at Alexandria. It was at the behest of Agma.